My next guest on the program this evening is the cello faculty here in the MU School of Music. It's Dr. Ellie Lara. She's got a recital coming up this Sunday afternoon with the violinist Julie Rosenfeld. Dr. Lara, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Along with Julie Rosenfeld, the violinist, and
yes,
you, the cellist, you make up half of the Esterházy Quartet.
That is correct.
Which is the faculty string quartet in residence here at MU. So this is almost like a spin-off or a side project.
Yeah, a little bit.
But tell me how what you two are going to perform as a duo this Sunday is unique from the Esterházy repertoire. As I'm looking at the lineup, it's definitely the more contemporary works than
yes,
what Esterházy usually tackles.
Yeah, a little bit more. Actually, three quarters of the program is actually going to be solo cello, so it's almost entirely a solo recital, but I wanted to have a little bit of variety, so I did ask Julie Rosenfeld if she might do a duo with me. So we'll be ending the program with the duo for violin and cello by Erwin Schulhoff, who lived in the early 20th century. That actually kind of overlaps with what we played in Esterházy Quartet in October of 2017. We did Schulhoff's first string quartet, which was from 1924. And the duo we'll be playing on this Sunday's program is from 1925, so just a year later.
And Schulhoff has an interesting backstory, as do all of the composers on the program, I'm sure. But can you give us a reminder of the life and the works of Erwin Schulhoff?
Sure. He was born in 1894 from the former Czechoslovakia, and he was of Jewish background. His family was Jewish. So come the rise of the Nazis in the 1930s, his works ultimately were actually banned by the Nazis and labeled as Entartete, or degenerate art, along with many other composers and artists from that time. So unfortunately, his output, and as well as those of other artists and composers of the time, were largely forgotten following World War II. His own life ended, unfortunately, when he was in a labor camp during World War II. But thankfully, in the last few decades, his works, as well as those of other artists and composers from that period who had been banned, have come back, resurfaced, and been played more often and sort of remembered as they should have been all along. So, yes, this work is from 1925, and it would have been among those works banned just because of his identity. When I was first figuring out the program, I was sort of interested in doing a largely solo program. I came to my senses slightly toward the end and decided that I probably should have someone else help me out a little bit, hence asking Julie Rosenfeld to join me for the Schulhoff. So yeah, the first work, the Mystery Variations, as well as the Britten Suite, and then a solo work by Caroline Shaw are all for solo cello. I guess my choices, I did want to do one of the Britten Suites. One of my grad students is currently playing the first suite, and I have not yet learned the second suite, so that left me with the third suite to play for this weekend. But I first did it in 2013 during Britten's centennial year, and that was now 5 years ago, which I can't believe that much time has passed. But I thought it's been a good amount of time for me to revisit the work, and to me, it is just a very compelling and sort of pensive work, but I really do enjoy exploring the music of it, and I hope that the audience will enjoy it as well.
The cellist, Dr. Ellie Lara, has been my guest this week on Mizzou Music. She will be in recital this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall, along with her colleague, the violin faculty in the MU School of Music, Julie Rosenfeld. Dr. Lara, thank you for visiting today.
Thank you so much for having me.